Chapter 40. Hear and obey. You will immediately remove every trace of your offensive work from the Schiller Monument. You pay a fine of 10,000 francs. You will suffer 2 years imprisonment at hard labor. You will then be horsewhipped, tarred and feathered, deprived of your ears, ridden on the rail to the confines of the canton, and banished forever. The severest penalties are omitted in your case not as a grace to you, but to that great republic which had the misfortune to give you birth. The steamer's benches were ranged back to back across the deck. My back hair was mingling innocently with the back hair of a couple of ladies. Presently they were addressed by someone and I overheard this conversation. You are Americans, I think. Some I. Yes, we are Americans. I knew it, I can always tell them. What ship did you come over in? City of Chester. Oh, yes, Inman Line. We came in the Batavia Cunard, you know. What kind of a passage did you have? Pretty fair. That was luck. We had it awful rough. Captain said he'd hardly seen it rougher. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Psalm 1. No, I didn't mean that. I'm from New England. New Bloomfield's my place. These your children? Belong to both of you?
Only to one of us. They are mine. My friend is not married.
Single, I reckon?
Psalm 1.
Are you two ladies traveling alone?
No, my husband is with us.
Our whole family's along. It's awful slow, going around alone, don't you think so?
I suppose it must be.
Hi, there's Mount Pilatus coming in sight again. Named after Pontius Pilate, you know, that shot the apple off of William Tell's head.
Guidebook tells all about it, they say.
I didn't read it, an American told me. I don't read when I'm knocking around like this, having a good time. Did you ever see the chapel where William Tell used to preach?
I did not know he ever preached there.
Oh, yes, he did. That American told me so. He don't ever shut up his guidebook. He knows more about this lake than the fishes in it. Besides, they call it Tell's Chapel, you know that yourself.
You ever been over here before?
Yes. I haven't. It's my first trip. But we've been all around, Paris and everywhere. I'm to enter Harvard next year. Studying German all the time now. Can't enter till I know German. This book's Otto's grammar. It's a mighty good book to get the itch habe jehet habens out of. But I don't really study when I'm knocking around this way. If the notion takes me, I just run over my little old itch habe jehet, du hast jehet, hat jehet, wer haben jehet, haben jehet, si haben jehet, kind of now I lay me down to sleep fashion, you know, and after that, maybe I don't buckle to it for 3 days. It's awful undermining to the intellect, German is. You want to take it in small doses, or first you know your brains all run together, and you feel them sloshing around in your head same as so much drawn butter. But French is different. French ain't anything. I ain't any more afraid of French than a tramp's afraid of pie. I can rattle off my little jai, to a Illinois, and the rest of it. Just as easy as ABC, I get along pretty well in Paris, or anywhere where they speak French. What hotel are you stopping at?
The Schweitzerhof.
No, is that so? I never see you in the big reception room. I go in there a good deal of the time, because there's so many Americans there. I make lots of acquaintances.
You been up the rig yet?
No.
Going?
We think of it. What hotel you going to stop at?
I don't know.
Well, then you stop at the Schreiber, it's full of Americans.
What ship did you come over in?
City of Chester.
Oh, yes, I remember I asked you that before.
But I always ask everybody what ship they came over in, and so sometimes I forget and ask again.
You going to Geneva?
Yes.
What hotel you going to stop at?
We expect to stop in a pension.
I don't hardly believe you'll like that. There's very few Americans in the pensions.
What hotel are you stopping at here?
The Schweitzerhof.
Oh, yes.
I asked you that before too. But I always ask everybody what hotel they're stopping at, and so I've got my head all mixed up with hotels. But it makes talk, and I love to talk. It refreshes me up, so don't it? You on a trip like this?
Yes, sometimes.
Well, it does me too. As long as I'm talking, I never feel bored. Ain't that the way with you?
Yes, generally. But there are exceptions to the rule.
Oh, of course. I don't care to talk to everybody, myself. If a person starts into jabber about scenery, and history, and pictures, and all sorts of tiresome things, I get the fan tods mighty soon. I say, well, I must be going now, hope I'll see you again, and then I take a walk.
Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Why, bother it all, I asked you that before too.
Have you seen The Lion of Lucerne?
Not yet.
Nor I either. But the man who told me about Mount Pilatus says it's one of the things to see. It's 28 feet long. It don't seem reasonable, but he said so, anyway. He saw it yesterday, said it was dying then, so I reckon it's dead by this time. But that ain't any matter, of course they'll stuff it. Did you say the children are yours or hers?
Mine.
Oh, so you did. Are you going up the...
No, I asked you that.
What ship?
No, I asked you that too.
What hotel are you?
No, you told me that.
Let me see.
Oh, what kind of boy?
No, we've been over that ground too.
Well, I believe that is all.
Bonjour, I am very glad to have made your acquaintance, ladies.
Guten Tag.
Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.